It's your girl KB and your girl Plando. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plando. And on this week's episode, we're going to be discussing favorites. So, KB, favorites. This conversation was kind of inspired by a conversation that I had with someone who thought that it wasn't healthy to have a favorite child. I kind of disagree.
What?
I do. Well, I guess I don't know. So let me start by saying I only had one. And I'm the only child on my mom's side. And then I'm the, it's only had me and my brother, my dad's side, and then my three stepsisters. So, damn, I feel like I talked about this before. But no. But so I don't know if, I guess because I don't take anything personal like that, I guess that's why I'm saying that I disagree. But so basically.
So are we allowed to get personal during this call? Or, I mean, call. Are we allowed to get personal? You know, because this, I call because, you know, we really do talk about stuff like this when we're on the phone. But are we allowed to get personal on the podcast? Or, because I would want to ask you a question based off of, like.
Well, yeah, I'm open to, I'm ready to share anything, really.
So, do you, so, if you asked your brother if your dad has a favorite, what would he say?
I don't know. he probably would say me. But.
And do you, I mean, I'm just thinking of conversations that we've had in the past. So, has he always been okay with that, or?
My brother is different. He's very different. So if we were talking about somebody I don't want to be rude, but if we were talking to somebody that was a little bit more normal, then we would just be talking about somebody that was normal who had the right. But some of the things that my brother makes up a lot of stuff in his head. So that's first and foremost. So he thinking that the relationship is better than what it is based off his imagination.
But a lot of people say that when a child creates those kind of things in their head, they've created that ever since they was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably a wild imagination as an adult because he started creating it as he was younger. But a lot of times when a child feels a void or absence from a parent because they think that the parent likes someone else over them, that kind of sticks with them and it actually resonates and can actually affect who they become as they get older.
Well, I would totally agree with you, but my brother has a wild imagination about any and everything. So if he had, because we do paint, people in general paint their own pictures, because it could really be 1,000 words, so it could be perspective. But because he has such a wild imagination, it's like really hard to tell. I will say to be completely honest with you, my dad has done some things that's wrong. And I don't even know if it was about favorites at the time. I just honestly think that he did some things wrong. And when my brother do speak on it, I do say, like, you know, at times I do say things because, like, when we were, so a lot of this stuff have some things to do with, like, backgrounds. Individuals have certain things in life. So you have to be there you have to show up as a different parent every time. So with my situation, my situation was a lot different and unique from my brother's. And my dad didn't do a good job of, he didn't do it. So it wasn't because, at this point, in my personal opinion, it wasn't because I was his favorite. It's just because of my unique situation. So
and
my mom
probably felt like he had to, like, go over and above for you.
Right. But does it take away the wrong stuff he did as a father to my brother? The stuff that I believe that is wrong? He may not believe it's wrong.
But you know what, though? So, all right. So, I'll say this. I don't think a lot of times parents recognize that they have a favorite. I don't. I said sometimes. Not all the time.
I'm about to say.
I think they unconsciously do it. Sometimes I don't think they even know.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the things they do when they have a favorite, like some of the, when they show favoritism, even because having a favorite child and showing favoritism is two different things. So I think when they show favoritism, they might not even realize that that's what they're doing. They'll be like, oh, they'll be okay. Oh, such and such will be okay. You know, because such and such this or such and such that, not realizing that just by saying such and such will be okay.
So no, favoritism to me is not. So facial, I'm not with showing favoritism.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying with having a favorite comes favoritism. Sometimes and a lot of times the parent don't even know that that's what they're doing.
Right.
Is really sometimes unavoidable and sometimes is really innocent. They don't know that that's what they're doing. And right. The only person who truly feels it is that child.
Yeah. So what I will say it is very hard to balance the favorite child versus the favoritism. It is. It's very hard. But I thank God, shout out to my mom because I think because she instilled in me like at a very young age, life isn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
Life ain't fair. So life ain't fair. I kind of feel like. That's probably why I'm like, so when I think about it, I just don't even like really care because I'm just like, life isn't fair. But with that being said, so back to the favoritism, like, no, you can't, it's hard to like, I think, okay, yeah, you have a child that's like, reminds you of, matter of fact, people don't even like their kids when remind them of them. But you know what I'm saying? Your personality and that personality just connect. They just get it. I think I said a few episodes ago, I watched my stepmom with her three daughters. Basically, seasons changed and favorites changed. Mm-hmm. So when we were younger, it was my youngest stepsister. When we got teenagers, it was my oldest steps, not my oldest, but her oldest child. And then right now, it may be her middle child. I basically watched her, in my personal opinion, go through seasons of favorites.
Mm.
So I just think it just but she didn't show favoritism. She really didn't show favoritism. She just, at a young age, my youngest sister Tierra, they just connected more.
Mm-hmm.
They just connect more. My stepsister would tell her everything. She would tell on us, and my stepmom would sit down, listen to music, drink beer, and smoke cigarettes. It's almost as if you could imagine this little girl if all she needed was a beer and some cigarettes. And they just would have been like, they would really connect a lot when they was younger. But then we grew up. So my stepsister, her oldest child, was more cleaner. She was like the yes ma'am, or not really the yes ma'am, but she would run out to the car when it was time to go shopping. Mm. She would be the first one to wake up in the morning to clean up. She would clean up even if she wasn't told to go shopping. So now my sister, Natasha, she became the favorite at that time. You know what I'm saying? Then as we got older, Shauna became the favorite. It's just, I don't know.
Seasons change, and people change.
So I don't really think that, and again, she didn't show favoritism, though. Like, everybody knew that she loved them the same. It was just who she connect with at the time. And I really, honestly, if all three of them was on the show, if... I would never know, but I doubt if they would say, you know, that
she liked you
or she showed favoritism or she, because people get it mixed up too. Like, she loved a parent, and maybe the parents do who show favoritism love a child more, but I don't believe, sometimes, I ain't gonna say I don't believe it, but I don't think when you have a favorite that automatically means that you have to love a child differently.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to watch out. Playing favorite, you had to watch out over praising your favorite child.
True, Like I said again, I just think parents don't even realize what they're doing when they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dad always says, his mom, my grandmother, rest in peace, that she had favorites with one of his brothers, and I never seen it. So I feel like you say about your brother, I feel like this man talking about my own father,
yeah,
makes this shit up in his mind.
Yeah.
You know, and then one of my other uncles would say, like, no, it really was some things that happened as a young person. And, you know, you have to understand the times when they were younger. You know, one of my uncles is a little lighter. My dad is really dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandma favored the lighter one versus mm-hmm. the really dark one.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is a third party.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a third party.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he's saying, and not that he's taking up for my dad, because he's actually close with both of his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And when the two brothers that get on each other's nerves clash, he's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't have a favorite.
Right.
But this is him telling me, like, you mm-hmm. know, you have to understand why the two of them go at it. Like,
yeah.
You wow. know? And, like, this is something that my grandmom created, and I don't even know if she realizes
mm-hmm.
that she created this mess between two boys that's probably going to last. It has definitely lasted from them being boys to being grown-ass men, and it's probably going to last forever.
Wow.
And so, you know, one was dark, one was lighter. She favored the lighter one. And maybe not even because he was lighter, and maybe not mm-hmm. even because he was darker. But sometimes you get to sit in your mind, and especially back then,
mm-hmm.
you know, dark was not
mm-hmm.
what people was, you know, dark wasn't favored.
Mm-hmm.
Light was favored, you know. So he's in his head, and it could have been what she was doing, but maybe it wasn't.
Right.
You know, but in his mind, he made up that she favored him because he was light and he was dark.
Yeah.
And then also, I believe his father, the lighter one, father was the man that my grandmom actually married.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather and my grandmom didn't last a minute.
Right.
So, and he really left, my grandfather really left my dad on my grandmom to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad looks, he looks like my grandpa chewed him up and spit him out. They are wow. the spitting image of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I also think this is my uncle talking, like, mm-hmm. he also thinks that that had a lot to do with why my grandmom had issues towards my father.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she even realized that she was treating, I've heard people say, oh, he remind me of his daddy, he get mm-hmm. on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And not even realize, like, you saying this and this child is listening.
Yeah.
You saying this and this grown boy is listening. Like,
right.
You know, so.
So, were your father and your uncle, are they like the first two kids? Or
no. No. I think my uncle could be. No, I think my uncle is older. But I don't think he is the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not the oldest.
So, okay. Did it affect anybody else, or it was just them? I guess the other two were just like, because
the uncle that speaks mm-hmm. for them two
mm-hmm.
is younger than both of them.
Oh, okay.
He got a whole different dad.
Okay.
So we talking about three different baby daddies here.
Right. So how many kids did she actually, your grandma?
Five.
Okay.
Supposedly three by the same man, but that was questionable.
Right.
So is it possible three baby dads or possible four?
Right. I'm just trying to see. So I'm not doubting that she did it, but I would like to know from the other kid, was the other children affected by it?
So here's the thing, like, and that's why I say it affects kids differently,
mm-hmm.
because I've seen a favorite be treated better, and mm-hmm. they don't turn out to be
mm-hmm.
great,
mm-hmm.
and then they feel like they weren't treated well.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen it myself for my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle that was the favorite, he ended up not even, like, him and my grandmom loved him, but he didn't really, I don't even remember the last time he seen her before she passed away.
Wow.
So, yeah, like.
That's crazy. You're the thin favorite, and then...
Right, dang. And it's possible because she came to live with my dad.
Okay.
So, it is really possible that they because they don't get in yeah. along, he just never came to visit. But he didn't go visit before my grandmom came to live with my dad.
Yeah, okay, wow.
So, at the end of the day, he would sit there and say, I wasn't a favorite. But the reason why other people would say he was the favorite is because it would be stuff that he did and stuff that my dad did that he would be praised for and my dad would get in trouble for.
Right.
So that would be the reason why you can conclude that he was the favorite and my dad wasn't.
Yeah. So my father always says that my grandmom has four kids. And he always say that my grandmom treated him and my aunt, the two oldest, different. But, so, they were the oldest. I feel like a lot of times, older kids get treated differently always because it's like, you're really hard on the oldest children. And then by the time you get to the, because it's four of them, so by the time you get to the last two, you over that shit already. Yeah. It's like, you can do anything.
Yeah.
But, also, it's crazy because the kids who she's the most hardest on to this day are, no pun intended, but they are the better off kids. Mm-hmm. And the ones that she show up for is kind of almost as if she enabled them.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say.
They're more needy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for like my uncle, he still lives with her. He's like, he stays to himself. He stays in the room. He don't even take out the trash on trash day. His mother is 80-something years old. Like, so basically it was, and if my father don't show up to a family dinner, she's telling my dad off. Mm. If my uncle, and it's to this day, if my uncle don't show up, it's like, we already know how he is. Leave him alone. As long as he's not drinking, as long as he's not smoking, he's okay. So, to this day, she's still showing favoritism, and she still possibly, honestly, she probably enabled the kids showing favoritism, like she did.
I mean, that's facts. I mean, that's real life. That's most situations when the parent is hard on some and not on others. Those kids that didn't get it hard end up having a hard way.
Yeah. So, I don't know, like, I don't really, like I said, I believe the way how I feel about favorites, I don't really put too much into it, especially if you're not being disrespectful, like overpraising the kid. So our grandmother that we share together, in my personal opinion, well, actually she had like 30 something grandkids. So it's almost impossible for you to show up for all of those grandkids. But, in my opinion, maybe you might not agree, or maybe her 33, four other grandkids, they might not agree, or 36, but her favorite was our cousin 10. I always thought of it like this. She had a different background with 10. So it's kind of like, for me, even though I had to live with her sometimes, it didn't bother me. Even as a kid, it never ever bothered me because she had to show up for Tim in a different way. Her mom passed away, she made a promise to her that she would always take care of her. She lived with her granddaughter, damn near helped raise her, and then her mother passes away at 13 years old. And you make a promise, you're going to have to stick to that. You're going to have to stick to that promise. So even as a young kid, I don't feel like, me personally, I didn't feel like she necessarily showed favoritism when it came to, I didn't feel like she showed favoritism or like she loved.
So it's just the way I seen it, you know, because obviously it's some truth to it because we two different people and we have the same viewpoint. But the way I seen it was once their mom passed away, she basically had to be, you know, not their mom, but, you know, they didn't have a mom.
Yeah.
You know, like, she had to step in a different way.
Right, right.
So I could, nobody, I don't feel, could ever look and say she favoritized those group of children or that one child.
Yeah, they might say one, because I don't know if it was all of them.
I feel people may say that it was just that group of children.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that, you know, and not only that, if your child passed away and she leave behind children, you kind of have that conversation with your child after they're gone. Like, I'm going to make sure they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to yeah. take care of your kids for you. I'm going to do all that I can
mm-hmm.
to fill your void in mm-hmm. your absence.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what she tried to do.
Yeah.
So I definitely don't think that it was favoritism. And if, I mean, I can't speak for anybody else's relationship, but I definitely didn't feel a void from her to me.
Yeah.
Because she did so much for them.
Yeah.
Because I felt like she tried so hard to be everything to everybody, but it was just a little bit more to them.
Yeah.
Like, she really was a woman who had a personal relationship with all of her kids, all of her grandkids. Like, there isn't a person in our family that can sit and say that they didn't have a personal relationship with her.
Facts.
And it's crazy because I wouldn't need, it could be somebody, I was around her all the time.
Yeah.
And somebody else can have a whole story, and I'd be like, sis, I ain't never seen you over there.
Facts.
But everybody had their own personal relationship with her.
Facts. I seen her save pennies for one of our oldest cousins, for their son. He's grown now, but she was saving pennies. And then she was, for Demian, actually. Mm-hmm. Then Mama Court, I done seen her. You know what I'm saying? I done seen her. I'm about to cry because that's my girl. Oh, I'm crying and shit talk. But I done seen her show up for so many different people. Like, I don't. Mm-hmm. And then it still amazes me to this day because not too long ago, another cousin who I didn't feel. I would never imagine that they had this conversation, but she was saying that our grandmother said, listen, when I die, make sure you tell them this is what I want to wear. You going to be in charge of telling them blase this and blase that. And I just thought it was so dope because, damn, I never knew y'all had that conversation. But it just goes to show you that
And the crazy thing about it is it may look like a person. So now that's why I want to go to the outside perspective of mm-hmm. a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody can be looking from the outside in and say, you know, this person favoritized that person. This person, you know, go do way more for this person than that person. But you don't know why that person needs mm-hmm. to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know why that person feels that they have to be more to this person than they are to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it can affect the person that they're not more to. But, you know, you just never know why they have to do that or why they feel like they have to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's so on a bad side of it, right? When you feel the void, because you just feel the void for whatever reason. Maybe the person is there for they're not balancing it right. You know what I'm saying? So you there so much for this person because, so for an example, the cousin that we're talking about for this situation, her mother passed away. But that, let's just say she needed to be there for somebody else. We had more aunts that children passed away. So imagine they saying, well, Dad, such and such passed away, but when Trish passed away, but when Ellen passed away, she wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
And for the record, this is just hypothetical.
This is just hypothetically speaking. This is not, if you guys are,
child,
if family is listening.
Like war.
Yeah, but let's just say if that was, so I'm using these names just because it's an example, but I don't know. Like, I really honestly feel like we would all say my grandma had 34, whatever grandkids or however many it is. I would feel like they all had a story about her. So I'm just using the example. But
Comparison is the thief of joy. So imagine if somebody did compare it because she was showing too much attention accidentally to this one situation. Could you like, could you imagine? And I feel like sometimes, so back to, like, I feel like my grandma was good in balancing it out. But there's some people that's, they show up for people and then they forget about the up, like, you're there and you may have a good reason to show up. But I'm sorry, y'all. I keep thinking about my grandma about to cry. But yeah, so basically is what I'm saying. You may have a good enough reason to show up, but you forget about the person that looks like they're stronger, looks like they may not need you as much, and then they feel away. So then they growing up and they like, what about me? But I needed you, and you're saying, oh, well, I was like, you making up this excuse why you were there for the other person. So yeah. But that all comes to, I'm not knocking the people that fills a void, but for me, that all comes to, like, comparing. Like, when you start comparing, it's the thief of all joy. When you look at it from a good standpoint and you start understanding, because first and foremost, you got to understand. If you, so real quick to go off the subject, just for a few seconds. If you start understanding the reasoning, if you start understanding and take yourself out of it, take yourself out of it and understand a little bit more, you'll be in a much better headspace. And if when you stop comparing, because people compare, comparison is a thief of joy. When you start comparing yourself to others, or you start saying, well, my situation, and you forget, and you start being selfish, my situation did this and they didn't do that, you're unhappy. You begin to get unhappy when you start not understanding. When you can understand it a little bit more and you say you understand a little bit more, you're like, you're in a better place. So I said that to say, I never, like, my mom, she, like, instilled in me, like, life isn't fair. So I don't, if I'm somebody's favorite, I'm somebody's favorite. But if I'm not, I kind of, like, understand. I make up in my head, or I try to understand why. The connection the two people have, whoever it is, whether it's my mom or my dad or my brother or my sisters or my cousins, I try to understand how this relationship may be, you know, more than what it is. Y'all, if you're just now tuning in, well, you probably, I'm acting like you could just turn on a podcast and just, like, like, it's on a radio or something. But we're talking about favorites, y'all. And on a polls this week, we want to talk about favorites. And do you think, so basically, do you think it's okay to have a favorite? Or do you think that's, like, there's no way, shape, and form a parent, especially a parent, should even, like, say that out of their mouth? Do you think parents should, is it healthy for parents to have a favorite? Do your parent have a favorite? And do you feel a way about it? Be honest. Do you feel a way about it? And why you feel a way about it? Why? I'm cracking up. KV is back in the building, y'all. So basically, I wanted people to just, like, take it in, because I feel like somebody got a favorite. And if the person do got a favorite, do you feel a way about it? If your parent got a favorite, your grandma, whatever, your friend of a favorite, whatever, do you feel a way about it, and why?
I definitely think that it doesn't go unnoticed.
Yeah.
People, but what I wanted to say is, I do think we should post that as a question, mm-hmm. and have people answer it, but I think a lot of times, you know, I've heard a parent say, you know, I've had to show up for this child different because I knew that the other child was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen other people, like, girl, I've seen other people, like, say, oh, they do this for this person, they do that for that person. And then a lot of times, and they're getting the same equal treatment, but they, because something is being done for someone else, it's automatic. Like, oh, you do this for this way.
That's a scary motherfucker.
I think a lot of times when you're from the outside looking in at someone else, what being a favor or receiving favoritism, a lot of times it's that person's own jealousy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's kind of hard when we're talking about favors. It's kind of hard for the other person to separate their own jealousy also.
Right. Yeah. So, and that's back to the comparison is the thief of joy. Because you so busy comparing, you can't even see your blessings. You got your own insecurities. So you got to deal with your own insecurities. And that's not taken away from the people who parents are just like disrespectful. I'm not taking away. I'm talking to the people that they never satisfied. That's because you comparing. That's why you're not satisfied. It all goes back to comparing. Your parent can do the exact same thing. Or on your birthday, you can get all this. But the second that you ain't get one, or you gonna compare the doll babies or the Kens or the freaking trucks. But why would she got such and such a red truck, and that was his favorite color. But when she got my truck, she got a different color truck. That be your own insecurity. A lot of times, y'all, it be your own insecurities, and that's something nobody can help. Cause you probably could like really just be all that you can be, and you don't even have to have a favorite. But if you're like that, it don't even matter. That for real, that ain't even had nothing to do with favorites. You're so busy comparing all your life, you ain't never gonna be happy. So, were you a favorite? And do you think that your parent? Do you think the reason why you're a favorite is because your parent maybe love you more? Or do you think it's because of the different personalities that your siblings have? Like, why do you think you were the favorite? And how did your siblings treat you? Did they treat you any different? Do you have a sibling that's jealous of you because you're the favorite? Share some of your favorite stories, y'all. We want to hear it. For me, it's kind of hard because I don't actually think, honestly, I don't know if my brother, like KB was asking me at the beginning of the show, what would my brother say? Will my brother say that I'm the favorite? I don't know, because I don't know. Like, for real, my dad have a different relationship than he had with me. Like, he can't, like, they go out together. They party together. They're guys. They talk about girls together. You know what I'm saying? So they have a different relationship. Without my brother having that wild imagination, I don't know. I feel like, for real. And guess what? To be honest with you, my dad show up for my brother a little bit more. He needs, my brother is more needier than I. So he actually really, if my brother could keep it 100 for 2 seconds, my dad actually shows up more for my brother accidentally, because my brother is a little bit more needy, but I'm okay with that. But as far as like on the phone, my dad always like talk to us on the phone like every single day. Early I was saying my situation was a little different. When I was younger, I moved with my dad at 11 years old because my mom was on drugs. So I was forced to, you know, have a different relationship with my dad because I moved in with my dad. You know what I'm saying? So if he does feel that way, he got to respect the situation. Sometimes you got to respect it. The more, I'm telling you, guys, I can't express this, like, on some real stuff. If you start understanding the situation, and no, I don't feel like because I live with him, he treated me better. But because I live with him, it gave me access to him. So I was able to get more dollars because every day I'm asking for a dollar. But that doesn't mean when my brother came around, he wasn't able to get dollars. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, like I said, I don't know. It's just, it really, you got to really understand a person's situation. And more, the better off that you are when trying to understand a person's situation, the better off you become. And when you could, if you could, like today, if you are, if you notice that you compare yourself a lot, if you could just try to like pray about that. I mean, like, seriously, guys, pray about it and stop comparing yourself to others. You would really, 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 really live a better life. And also, remember, life ain't fair. It's not really easy for some, like, you have a, people have best friends. People have favorite dogs. People have favorite cousins, favorite aunts, favorite, it's really, it's like, it's honestly, look, people say I'm God's favorite. That's the terminology that they use. And then you probably looking at the person that says I'm highly favored. And then you see the person is always getting blessed. But, you know, you're constantly always like going through storms. Like you, your house may have burned on fire or your car may have gotten stolen. You always broke. You can't keep a man. You can't keep a woman. You keep getting locked up. You barely had money. But the person that's saying I'm highly favored is always getting blessed. You may be, now you comparing your life to their life. And then you're, it creates that jealousy. So if you, like I said, if you stop comparing. If you stop comparing, man, pray about that. You know what I'm saying? Pray about it. And believe and understand. Understand. Try to understand. And I promise. You will look at life a little bit different. If I'm being honest, I promise you. I don't know. Like, I can't even, like, I think the reason why I don't care so much is because my mom instilled in me that life is not fair. So the sooner that you understand that life isn't fair, the better off you will be. All I can keep playing in my head is life ain't fair, life ain't fair, life ain't fair, life ain't fair. Because I used to be like, that's not fair. That's not fair. Life ain't fair, life ain't fair, life ain't fair. And the sooner that I understood that life isn't fair, everything else went out the window. I don't give a damn if a supervisor has favoritism. Long as you're not being disrespectful. Long as you're not taking nothing from me. I don't care. Because life ain't fair. Surely you're going to have a better relationship with somebody over it. Cause your personalities could just, it can just hit off right there. But I promise you. I promise, child. So, what are we talking about this week on our post? And we would like for you to, like, really get into some things. Were you the favorite? And if you are the favorite, are your siblings jealous of you? That's one. Two, was your sibling the favorite? And how did that make you feel? Do you think your sibling is the favorite because your parent loved that person more? Like, what's the background of why you think the sibling is a favorite? And be honest, let's get into some things, show. Let's get into some things. All right, guys. Well, KB had an emergency, so that's why I'm doing all the talking, child. KB had an emergency. So we're going to end the show. And guess what? I don't even. Let me see if I could. Hold on, guys. I gotta play the music. Yo, it's crazy because I'm so used to her ending it. And, like, I don't even remember what she says at the end. That's crazy. I'm so used to, like, seeing I talk shit. I don't even know how it goes. Well, thank you. Oh, I know. Thank you for tuning in to... Okay, all right. I got it. You ever just get a brain freeze? That's what I got, a brain freeze. I couldn't even think about it, child. All right, y'all. So, what we going to talk about for 1 second while I get this on a pop, child? What are we talking about this week? What's up? Real quick, y'all. Real quick, why I got y'all on. Yo. Real quick, what's going on with Plan Doh and my thoughts? My thoughts have been put on pause for a second because I've been very busy. I know y'all tired of me saying this, but I've been very busy. I'm going to get back to going live on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. I'm gonna do it a little earlier because 10 o'clock was kind of like pushing it. Can you go ahead and... I was like about to come in there and ask you for the call. But 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock was too late. A lot of times people... I know I be falling asleep. I had to like... I'm dying to stay up to 10. So as soon as I've been like really, really busy and my hair been looking bad, child. But as soon as I get it together, I'll be back on Wednesdays. And actually... the times that I am off, I'm gonna write down some things so we can really have a good conversation. And KB, do you have any announcements?
Nope. Thank you for tuning
in. Oh my God, I'm so happy she hear y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk,
we talk.
Shit.